If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and a line drive center field. It's a base hit. Here comes Smith around third. Here's the throw to the plate. He dives in safely, and the Rangers have won it. Jonah Heim walks off the Rays with a line drive single to center. The Rangers have swept the series. They've won their fifth game in a row.
Eric Nadel with the call of a game you heard right here. Rangers 4-3 over the Rays. They are the AL's best. 8-2 to start the season. Do 8-2 every 10 games. I mean, I think you might have a record there.
They are pretty good right now, and the offense isn't even clicking yet.
No.
So that's all a very big positive. You feel good about that. And yet still, while they sit there at 8-2 with the best record in the American League, the third best record in the game of baseball, they also have a -1 run differential because they keep winning every single game by a run.
So I found this funny that so they have the most wins in the American League. They're too clear.
Too clear.
Of the Angels and the Yankees. All right. The Rangers have scored 33 runs. They have two more wins than the Yankees, and the Yankees scored 76.
That's absurd.
That's crazy. The Phillies are 7-2. They've scored 45 runs, so not that many more. The Giants are 8-1. They've scored 49 runs. The Dodgers, 9-2. They've scored 57. The Cubs have scored 77 runs. That is the most in the sport. By one.
You know what we're not talking about there,
but
though?
The Cubs have also played 12 games, whereas the Rangers and Yankees have played nine games and 10 games. So the Cubs have got more games in hand.
But what we're not talking about here is also the fact that the Rangers have the American League's best ERA at 2.93.
Yes,
the pitching staff's been great. And that's Rocker key. Wasn't dominant yesterday. There wasn't a whole lot impressive. But, I mean, got the job done, worked through. Got you over a little bit, but I mean, it wasn't.
He was fine.
Yeah,
there was nothing wrong with him yesterday.
Look, do you love seeing one strikeout from Kumar Rocker? No, that means that his swing and miss stuff isn't working quite the way that you want it to. But what you did get was a guy who was way more under control and wasn't walking a bunch of batters and wasn't hitting a bunch of guys. And so that was all encouraging. That was stuff that you like to see.
His pitch count was relatively low. It wasn't super low, but I mean, to get through five innings and only, you know, throw 77. That's not. I've seen much worse in today's game.
Yeah,
in today's game, five innings. I mean, you're got guys in the 90s. He had two more innings left.
Four swinging strikes on 77 pitches is not optimal. That's not what you want to see.
It's not what you want to see. But that's a new school. Like you get a ton of old school pitchers. Like, dude, just get out of the inning. But I agree with you. Like, you want to see, and that's what they're looking for. They really put the emphasis on that now, of swing and miss stuff. And if you don't have it, that's really what they determine whether. They don't even look at your ERA. They just look, hey, are you getting swings and misses? Okay, bring them up. Bring them up.
Yeah.
So they are.
Now, they got the Seager home run the first of the year. That was nice to see. They were aggressive on the base pass yesterday. They had three steals. That was, you know, they were being active. encouraging game. But again, yeah, you can't have these one-run victories consistently. It can't just be one-run victory after one-run victory.
It's the way they're playing right now, and it's kind of a wild ride. You're walking a tightrope, but Jonah Heim walks it off. The four runs, it was the third highest scoring output of the year, and all three came against the Rays. They scored 6, 5, and 4 in the three games against the Rays. So they scored 15 runs in the three games. Rangers Savant Instagram page, which I'm in love with. They're Tolos, by the way.
They do. They follow us. They follow us on Instagram. They liked the teaser clip of when I'm going to destroy Zach and Eric at 9 o'clock this morning.
Very nice. So they had the three team stats that make him a little bit worried about the offense. Now, coming into this game, they were hitting just over 195 and 266 plate appearances. Their team OPS is 25th in baseball. They have the 28th ranked on base percentage and the 23rd ranked slugging percentage. So their on base percentage is 260. So they're only getting on base every fourth batter is getting on base.
Yeah, not enough.
That's not enough. Their batting average on balls in play, just the balls in play, is 209. Balls in play batting average usually is like you want to see that over with a three in front of it.
And that usually balances.
It will balance. It will balance. They say it's it shows how hard you're hitting the ball, I guess. But generally, a batting average, if you put the ball in play, your average, because obviously it takes strikeouts away, it's generally going to be in the threes. And their pitches per plate appearance is 3.57. Only the A's see fewer pitches per plate appearance than the Rangers do. Rangers are 29th in baseball. So those are three stats that they had that got them a little bit scared.
Who do you think leads the Rangers in batting average among qualified hitters?
Josh Smith?
Nope.
Do you have to? What? It had to be that loud. It was so obtrusively loud.
Sorry.
Wyatt Langford at 235.
Oof.
That's tough. Josh Smith is hitting 333, but that's also he's not a qualified batter. Your qualified batters, this is what they're hitting. Corey Seager, 179. Jock Peterson, 107. Adolis Garcia, 161. Wyatt Langford, 235. Jake Berger, 114. Marcus Semien, 135.
What makes you qualified?
I guess at this point, it's 3.1 plate appearances per game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as long as you have that. So Josh Smith is just under that.
Yeah. That's how they qualify you. That's how, if you go and look at Baseball Reference now, they added the Negro League players. It doesn't matter, like, if they only played a 50-game schedule. I think their seasons were like 50, 60 games. That as long as you had 3.1 plate appearances per team game played, not your game, but team game, you qualify. So that's how that happened. Okay. That's how that's able to, like, you get a guy who played 50 games of the season, have numbers that...
Right, I guess I was just saying because that, we're only 10 games in the season.
I know.
But,
so he had to have... He has to have... I can't do the math on that one. However many at-bats through 10 30. Games. 30 at-bats? Yeah.
31.
He needs to have 31 at-bats through 10 games. I guess
31 plate appearances.
Plate appearances, right.
So, now, here, you know what's... Yesterday, you had another appearance where a guy didn't walk anybody for the Rangers starting staff.
It's good.
They are, like, if you look at this point... Now, Mally's been a little wild and out of control.
Mally no free has, bags, baby. No free bags.
Mally has 6 walks and 6 2/3 so far this season. But the rest of the staff combined has 5 walks.
Mm.
It's good.
It's very good. All right, so we all made it out to the ballpark. It was the first game we had gone to. Now, you went to an exhibition game.
Yeah, but, I mean, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
There were about as many people there, right, Peyton?
Jeez, don't get me started.
He's so mad.
What?
I guess I can't be mad because I'm not
mad
like,
about?
I'm not, I just, after opening day, they've been way under capacity. I mean, you had the Red Sox in town for a weekend. I expected 34,000 plus there, and you haven't got it. I mean, it's a winning team. They had a bunch of, the Rangers had a bunch of hype going into the year. I thought, you know, the crowd would be more than, you know, what we've seen there so far. And I mean, I can't be mad because I've only been to one game. It's not like I've been there every single game and like, come on, Rangers Nation, like, let's go. But like, I expected more from the crowd early on.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He was mad.
The team's winning.
On a Sunday afternoon, there should be no excuse for this place not being like 80% or more.
I didn't even notice the crowd being light. I didn't think it was light.
Peyton was complaining about it the whole time.
Yeah, under 30 for a weekend home game. It just seems light. Seems light when there's a lot of hype with the team, you know?
Yeah, especially when they're playing well. Let's see. Did you get the actual attendance numbers?
25,614.
Yeah, that is, because that's capacity, what, 42? 40,
something like that. I think it's right around 40. Yeah, it's not.
That's like a good Wednesday night game, you know? I mean.
During school, yeah. I get it. I understand. I get what you're saying. I don't know. It's hard for me to sit there and complain.
By the way, could I? I'd just like to make it clear that after I was scolded. By the way, the Rangers currently 16th in Major League Baseball in
per game
home average. Yeah,
what's their average home average?
29.
Who's first?
Dodgers. The Dodgers. Dodgers. Yankees. Angels. Phillies. Giants. Padres.
Angels.
Yeah. Angels are 42.
42.
So now you're on Peyton's side, aren't you?
42.
Yeah.
They don't have anybody. They got Mike Trout, who's cripple.
Just ahead of Texas is Pittsburgh, Detroit, Boston, Colorado, Houston.
It's early. There's time. You know, I'm just saying early observations. If I had to nitpick at something, you know, it'd be that.
But the team just behind Texas are the best fans in baseball.
Ah, the St. Louis Cardinals. Total Chris texted and say no one was there Friday either.
All right. Okay.
This is you. I was disappointed yesterday, though, because you made a big point about why didn't you get any of the concessions. You didn't try any of the concessions, and then you didn't try any of them yesterday.
Well, we are on final wedding prep.
So you weren't going to partake in a boomstick burrito?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm about to disgust you guys. I got my hard-boiled eggs in here.
Gosh.
Yeah, you're lucky I didn't bring tuna. I just crushed canned tuna when I get home.
Yeah, well, you used to. You used to break up the little packets of tuna.
No. Now I've gone for the full-on cans with the...
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, and I pour the water into the dog bowl so he can have the tuna water.
Gross, dude. That's disgusting.
That's the only way that thing will eat. That dog doesn't eat. That dog is the pickiest eater, man. He is such a picky eater.
We did enjoy the game, though. I did notice that Sean did show up for that. He did show up for the game. But you know what was we were the only one of the, like... We were the only show that really represented.
We were the only show that represented, period. I mean,
Broadus was there.
Broadus was there for 5 minutes.
Baseball show record. That's us now.
Yeah, that's us. Mm-hmm. We've always been.
Yeah.
We've always been the baseball show. Where was KNC?
I don't know. I mean, Hagelin doesn't go anywhere. Hagelin's antisocial.
Except for the Duke game in Newark.
But he's antisocial. So there's that. Corey was talking about going. I don't know why he didn't go. Well, I mean, I guess Mike was there. KNC was kind of represented.
Yeah.
KNC was kind of represented. But I mean, Peyton went, you went, I went, Sean went, Jake went. Like, Jake is sitting right here in the TSN.
Oh, yeah. Reba was even there.
Like, our shift Reba is represented.
There, yeah.
And nobody else could show up. Nobody from G-Bag. Eric had to work BetMGM. Wolchuk had a wedding that he had to go to. And I guess Gavin just didn't want to go.
Reba wore like a, you know, like kind of bluish shirts for a little Rangers shirt.
Yeah, and then he was trying to talk up, I don't want to disparage any brands, but he was trying to talk up some pizza that here locally we were
God.
Dude, no, that is not.
Reema.
That is not a.
I was throwing the challenge flags on this one.
He's like, that's like a treat. That's like a classy brand. I'm like, no, it isn't.
It's like,
that's Detroit classy.
Who was the official that threw the flag at Orlando
Brown Sr.? Yeah.
No, I was throwing that flag to. Then Reema, I was like, my God, dude, your taste buds have been soured.
This is what happens when you drink that water for that long. It destroys your taste buds.
It really does. It really does.
Totally
really. That was.
That was questionable.
That was an offensive take.
It makes you question everything about his
food.
I'll
never take
forward.
A food recommendation.
You'll take my recommendation before you take his.
Yeah, I will. And you don't eat anything.
Right. Yeah, you hate my food takes.
I would take your seafood recommendation before I take his pizza recommendations after what he said. That was
embarrassing.
That was embarrassing,
you could say.
That was embarrassing. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Do the Mavs inch closer to the playoffs or a top 10 pick? In the draft, and a record was set yesterday in sports. Get into that next. Sean and RJ, 105 through the Fan.